Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, October 30th, last weekday in the month.
Oh, we learned some interesting information today, how to keep your house from smelling like fish.
Yep.
Perhaps the absolute worst drunk driver excuse and how it just got worse. And then this is interesting because if you're just now getting into work and listening to this podcast, yeah, somebody might have interrupted you.
Yeah.
And that'll be the worst interruption of the day, though. Right, Chris?
It is. That's what science has found. They found that, yes, we do get interrupted all the time. But why is it that it seems to be the first interruption of the day is the one that you just can't seem to shake? And it all comes down to our stress hormone, our good old friend, compadre, amigo, cortisol.
Cortisol. Huh?
Yes. Apparently, when you are first disturbed, you have no cortisol flowing through your body. And then
right.
When you do, it kind of kickstarts that production, and therefore that's what makes you kind of cranky. The issue is the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 people that interrupt you, you already got that cortisol going through you. So it's
it's not going to change you physiologically. The first person did, but now you're surfing that same wave. So
yeah. So what we learned from this one is that if you have some bad news to tell your boss, make sure it's not you that tells them. Somebody
right.
else.
That raise after the dumb guy leaves the office.
Or even if you have to tell him, make sure that you're not the first person to give bad news, okay? let's talk about this stupid drunk driver because, it really does pull down to it. Lying never works. I don't lie. You know why I don't lie, Storm?
Why is that?
It's exhausting trying to keep up with the lies.
I can't keep up with my story.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, then I'll just tell you the truth. It's going to hurt, maybe, but it's better than lying. But let's take, we're going to go over to England. And I guess they have some different rules when it involves drinking and driving. But follow me on this one, okay? So a gentleman is pulled over for suspected drinking and driving by the police. When he was pulled over, he whipped up a doozy. He started sobbing, told him that his girlfriend had been begging him to get some help regarding his drinking, we suppose.
And this actually worked. The guy actually let him go.
Yeah, let him go, but he'd had to report to court, but at least for the most part, he didn't have to go to jail, right?
He didn't have his license taken away yet.
No, so, you know, we tend to think we're good there. So what happens is when he goes to, and by the way, this guy's 40 years old. He's not like just learning to drink. So 2 weeks later, he appears before the magistrate. And said he decided to go ahead and embellish his lie that not only his girlfriend who had tried to get him to stop drinking, she also has cystic fibrosis. And by my gosh, she died.
Oh,
she's
since
dead.
He's pulled over in the court date, she has died. Oh, boy, that'd be a tough one to check, huh?
Yeah, well, here's what happened. Apparently, there was a clerk of the court that was kind of looking at some of the photos of the medication that he had submitted in support to say his girlfriend's on medication for cystic fibrosis,
right.
And noticed that the prescription dates were several weeks after he claimed that his girlfriend died.
Oh, really?
So
if the police do a wellness check, what did they find? Who answered the door?
Knock, knock. There's the girlfriend. The dead girlfriend is alive and well.
So he did go to jail, though, right?
Oh, yeah. He went to jail, not only for, I would imagine, drinking and driving, but he went for the big one, which is perjury.
Oh, boy.
You don't ever lie to the judge. That is that's a big, big one. So
he should have just ghosted her. You know?
Yeah, or, you know, called an Uber, wouldn't have to worry about this at all. But in any case, well, let's talk about ghosting. Now, if you haven't dated anybody in the last 10 years, probably don't know what ghosting is, but basically it's the idea of you're dating somebody, you're talking with somebody,
right.
And then all of the sudden they're gone. There's no communication. They never call you. Yeah. You never see them.
It's mainly like the texting thing. You'll text somebody 50 times during a day when you're interested in them.
Yep.
But ghosting is when you just stop cold turkey texting the person. That's the way they've been ghosted.
Yes. So Tinder, which is where a lot of ghosting occurs, is trying to bring back those ones that you may have. If you're the ghoster, maybe you ghosted a little too early and you want to go back to and maybe see if there is something there. So they have launched a ghosting graveyard feature that's called itchyourboo.com.
It's called the ghosting graveyard of remorse.
And basically what it will do is you enter your name, you enter your ghosty name.
Yeah.
And then what you want to do is it will, once you get that, it'll give you a personalized icebreaker that you can copy and send in a direct message. For instance, one of them says, "Our conversation reminds me of a Game of Thrones. It deserves a better ending." Huh?
Eh? Oh, man, that's weak.
Or how about this one here? "We're just like Ross and Rachel on a break."
Hey, good luck with that, okay?
It may be corny enough to give you a second chance, but it's worth a shot, right?
I think you'll get double ghosted back, though, to tell you the truth.
Let's, fish is really good for you. It's a good protein.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. It is almost perfect in the sense that other than it stinks when you cook it.
Boy, especially if you fry it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and come to find out, according to some experts in cooking fish, there's a couple things you need to consider. One of them is changing the way you cook your fish. Just like you said, Storm, mm-hmm. frying can cause a massive odor problem because sure all the stuff that's being in the smoke, that's where the stink is.
Yeah, and anything you fry in that oil afterwards will taste like fish, too.
Yes, that's very true. So they suggest instead of frying it, maybe changing it up a little bit, maybe baking it. Right. Putting a foil or paper around it, that should...
We love to grill it. Grilled fish, I think has the best flavor.
Yes, it does. And that's a good thing, too, because it's outside and it doesn't smell. And then I thought this was interesting. You can kind of neutralize the odor of fish before you cook it by soaking it in milk or a solution of lemon and water.
Oh, okay. You're going to add lemon to it anyway, mainly to cut the fishy smell. So that's a great idea.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat.
All right, and what happens if I've already fried the fish and it smells like low tide in my kitchen?
Well, I believe that means you're sleeping on the couch tonight, Storm. but really, it means it's too late. The experts say mix equal parts vinegar and water, put it in a pot, let it get a nice rolling boil for at least 7 to 10 minutes. And that should start to work on getting the smell out of there.
That's not a bad idea. Or just leave the fishy smell in and make your house a haunted house.
Yeah, why not? Halloween, of course, is tomorrow, and it stinks, mainly because we were so looking forward to a great Halloween. It's a full moon. It's on a Saturday.
Right.
We finally have the weather cooperating, and then we're in the middle of a pandemic. So, and we found out that a lot of people are not going to be trick-or-treating this year. So what are you going to do? Why not have a virtual haunted house, thanks to the folks at Netflix and Snapchat?
This is a pretty good idea. All you need is a color printer. You're going to download a couple things from Snapchat. And as you go through your house with your phones, it reminds me of Pikachu. You're going to see
Pokemon?
Yeah, Pokemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. You're going to see little, and it's more like Casper the Friendly Ghost instead of real scary stuff.
Yeah. So with the idea is Netflix haunts your house. It's Netflix characters in their original series that are Halloween related, and you print out six of these snap codes, and you put them around your house, and then you kind of do a virtual tour, and then when you get to them, you open up Snapchat in your phone. And you tap the code in frame, and then you tap the phone.
Right.
And then what will happen is that something magical will happen, kind of like with Pokemon Go, where something will pop up on the screen. Kind of a fun way to have a little different way of celebrating Halloween this year.
You could have a special room just for that, too.
You could.
Yeah.
And the best part, it's all free, and they won't be activated until Halloween, and then after Halloween, don't know how long they're going to be up, so you need to do it kind of quickly.
Oh, and it's great celebrating Halloween now, but how do I celebrate it when I'm dead, Chris?
Well, that is what wrapped up our Halloween-themed show today. There's a theater in Ontario, Canada. It's called the Regent. And much like a lot of theaters, they're having a tough time staying afloat in a pandemic world. This is a 102-year-old theater, and apparently... I didn't know this, that all good theaters have a haunting.
Yeah, it's a theatrical tradition where any theater has its very own ghost that haunts the venue.
So they don't have one at the Regent, so they're going to go ahead and have a raffle for it.
I love this. This is like Monster.com after you've died.
Right. It will give you the securing your rights to become the official ghost once you kick the bucket. $25 gets you in there. They're asking for somebody that maybe having is a big proponent and loves the arts, perhaps somebody who's theatrical, so that when you practice your boos and scary sounds, you're not going to freak out too many people in the theater. You have until 12 noon on Saturday, October 31st to enter. But I thought that was interesting, and you brought up a good point. The Riley and the Hippodrome,
oh man,
they should do this promotion.
Forget naming rights. I want haunting rights.
Why not? It works out pretty well.
Yeah.
So there's our show for today, Friday, October 30th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Remember, the sun is always shining.